I want to personally thank you for tuning in today to the 45th episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today's episode is one of four shows a year, which is a special edition episode. Today, what I'm going to be giving you is the league preview show, the Steve the Scout 2018 league preview show, where I go through all 32 teams, talk about how they've improved, and really how I'm projecting them to play this year. And I'm going to talk about really what they need to do to be successful and what are going to be the difference makers for them. I thank you for tuning in. Our next special edition show will be the NFL midseason report card in November. So I am excited to be with you guys today. I'm now going to have my special guest ring announcer introduce the host. I do know three things. He is smart, charming, and very good looking.
Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I am damn excited to be with you. We are starting a new NFL season. Training camp is getting underway, and preseason is not that far away. The new Madden's coming out for those of you guys that are gamers. And, of course, you know, we have 32 teams playing, all vying for the same thing. And when you look at the NFL landscape, throughout the offseason, a lot of teams made a lot of moves. So there's plenty of teams in the NFL that have a new look, whether it's through free agency, the draft, combination of both. I believe that we're going to see the shift of power happen a lot this year in divisions, where we're going to see new teams rise and really be the top team in that division. So what I'm going to focus on for today's show is giving you a league-wide preview of all 32 teams, really spending about 30 seconds to a minute and a half on each team, going over what they need to do to be successful this upcoming season. Remember, guys, every Friday I answer your guys' questions. I cannot promise that each week I'll get to everyone's questions, but send them my way. Each week I'll pick a few to answer. And that email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, stevethescout81@gmail.com. If I do answer your question, I will definitely give you a shout out. And I definitely encourage you to send those questions my way. Anything you want to ask, I would say stick to stuff that's on the show or really on the field. And you know, as long as we're talking about a player or a team and really stuff that's on the field, not off the field, we're good. So previewing all 32 teams, I want to start out with the NFC East, which is an exciting division for me to start with because I am a hardcore New York Giants fan. So looking at the NFC East, and you know, this one time I will be a bit of a homer. I'm going to start out with the Giants and tell you what they need to do to be successful. But we're going to start out with that division. And starting out with the New York Giants, looking at them last year, you know, Coach Ben McAdoo, you know, definitely lost control of the locker room. I will tell you this, that people always say in the media that he lost control of the locker room. But, you know, and I don't always agree with the media. You know, sometimes you got to remember the media's job is to write stories, but from everything you've heard from players, it definitely seems like that was the case. It's great that they have a new coach and a new system there. I think it's going to be good for Eli. The big question with the Giants is, yeah, I get it. They got Saquon Barkley, the best talent in the draft. But I do wonder how much better their offensive line is going to be. Now, definitely having Barkley there is going to make Eli Manning a better quarterback. But you got to remember, they lost two really good offensive linemen in the offseason, and then they got two good offensive linemen. So with that being said, you know, I think a lot of their success is going to come down to, you know, it's really going to come down to how well their O-line plays and can they get any kind of pass rush. Because without Jason Pierre-Paul, they really only have one pass rusher right now in Olivier Vernon. So really their pass rush and offensive line is going to be a big key for them. Moving on to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, you know, you'd think that, okay, you know, on paper they look like the same team or even better than last year. But the one thing that does concern me about Philadelphia is that they're actually really thin at the running back position. LeGarrette Blount is no longer with the team. If Jay Ajayi gets injured, they're going to have some problems. You know, it's definitely going to be critical that Jay Ajayi stays healthy and can be productive for them. Outside of that, you know, the Eagles have a tremendous defense with their defensive line. They got Chris Long, Michael Bennett, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Derek Barnett. So they got loads of talent there. So you know, definitely that defensive line, you know, is going to be the key for them on defense. Moving on to the Dallas Cowboys, I think the Cowboys have a chance this year of being an elite defense now that, you know, Jalen Smith is going to go into his second year in the league. Randy Gregory's back. DeMarcus Lawrence is coming off of a great season. Sean Lee is still a great linebacker. And I really think Leighton Vander Esch is going to help them out. Byron Jones is moving back to cornerback. So all these things, I think, you know, really the fact that you're going to see Jalen Smith evolve and you're going to get Randy Gregory back and have those guys play at the same time at linebacker, I think for the Cowboys defense, it's definitely getting overlooked. They're going to need Zeke to stay healthy. And, you know, that offensive line, you know, is going to be – has to play better than what it did last year. And it definitely looks like it will. When I look at the Redskins, I believe the Redskins can be surprisingly good. You know, the Redskins' problems last year is, you know, they really needed a good running back and they needed to be more effective against the run. The Redskins can rush the passer, but I think getting Daron Payne in the draft, that's going to help them a lot. Getting Darius Geis in the second round of the draft, you're going to plug him in right away and get great production out of him. And I do think, you know, Alex Smith is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins and, to be honest, probably a better fit to work with Jay Gruden there. So, you know, those are things the Redskins need to do. But ultimately, I believe this division is still going to be won by the Philadelphia Eagles. Moving on to the NFC North. I believe the Vikings are taking this division again. I believe the Vikings are the most complete team in the NFL. They have a good quarterback, two good receivers, a good tight end. They have Dalvin Cook at running back. And if you look at the Vikings defense, Daniel Hunter, double-digit sacks. Everson Griffin, one of the best pass rushers in the game, double-digit sacks. Anthony Barr, disruptive player. There's three good linebackers right there. And then you have Eric Kendricks, who's been a really, really solid linebacker as well against the run for them. You look at the interior part of their defensive line, Linval Joseph, Sheldon Richardson. They are absolutely loaded on their defensive line. And they have Harrison Smith, who I believe is the best safety in the game right now. I would take him above any other safety right now. There's a lot of good ones, but he's my number one guy. And when you look at their secondary, I believe they may have the best secondary in the game because they have Xavier Rhodes, who's been really high quality, great player. Trey Wayans quietly has been getting a lot better. Didn't have the smoothest start, but, you know, really coming into his own. And then you have Mike Hughes, who I actually had rated as my highest-ranked cornerback in this year's draft, and they got him at the end of the first round. So the Vikings look solid. I think they're winning this division. Again, if you look at Green Bay, the biggest problem for Green Bay last year was, you know, when you look at their secondary, they were getting carved up. So they got two good cornerbacks, guys that I personally scouted, watched a good amount of tape of. So I'm pretty happy with the two cornerbacks that they drafted. I think it's going to make their secondary better. And, you know, people don't really think of the Packers as having a good running attack, but they are multidimensional. Some of these running backs are going to probably play better than what you expect them to. So don't be surprised, you know, with the Packers running back by committee if they do have some success with it. When you look at Detroit, Detroit added LeGarrette Blount. So, you know, it was a big thing for Philadelphia to lose him. It's huge for the Lions. It's huge for the Lions because if you look at who they drafted Kerryon Johnson in the second round, a guy who I think can be productive the first few years, but he's probably going to run into some injury issues based on his size and the way he plays the game. But Blount and Kerryon Johnson, they're a 1-2 punch because you have two totally different kind of running backs. One guy is a thumper. The other guy tries to be a thumper, Kerryon Johnson, but he's really just a great receiving back with a lot of versatility. So Matthew Stafford, you know, he's really he's always had a tremendous arm. I just think he's gotten smarter and really started to become one of the really good quarterbacks in the league. And the Bears, you know, really a team that is going through a lot of changes. When I scouted all the young quarterbacks in the NFL, there's no one that impressed me more than Mitchell Trubisky and Jimmy Garoppolo. Love those guys. But when I looked at all the quarterbacks and I predicted the 10 best quarterbacks in the next 10 years, I didn't see anyone that got me more excited than Mitchell Trubisky, a guy that can make every throw from every angle, probably better than anyone I'm watching today, or at least as well. When you look at Trubisky and just go back and watch his games from last year, he is solid. The tape on him is clean, and to me he looks like a guy that if he just gets, you know, some people around him, this is going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback and a guy I think really can be the best quarterback of this generation. That is how good I think Mitchell Trubisky is. Jordan Howard, good young running back. So this is a division that is loaded, not really loaded with running backs, but all teams, all four of these teams really have a good chance to have an improved running game this year. But definitely the Vikings are to me the most complete team in the NFL, and I think they're going to win this division. Moving on to the NFC South, we have the Panthers, the Saints, the Falcons, and the Buccaneers. When you look at Carolina, the Panthers, what is going to be really impressive and helpful for the Panthers this year is their running attack. They added C.J. Anderson, and I believe Christian McCaffrey is a very, very special kind of talent. And now that you're going to pair McCaffrey and Anderson, I think that is really good. Because when you look at Christian McCaffrey, although I think he could be an every down back, this is really a guy that is going to be well suited. The Panthers are going to probably try to give him, you know, 13 to 15 touches a game, and you know he's definitely going to be a big part of the receiving game. I think McCaffrey is the best receiving back in the NFL. Combining him with C.J. Anderson, a totally different type of back. They are going to have a great 1-2 combination at running back. That is going to be absolutely huge for them. And then they're going to have that great front seven with all those guys up there. So I see the Panthers having a good year this year. The Saints, you know, they've been on the rise. This is a good division. Mark Ingram playing his best football last year. Alvin Kamara, you know, the defense is on the rise. You know, I don't think they're going to get a whole lot out of Marcus Davenport his first year, but you never know. But the Saints are another team that I think, you know, people thought a few years ago that the Saints were going to go into a very long regression and that, you know, Drew Brees is at the end of his career. But the Saints still have, you know, are still a great team and a team that I think will make the playoffs this year. And of course, the Atlanta Falcons, you know, they also have a good running attack with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. Julio Jones right now at this point he's not in training camp. What I think is really going to make the Falcons special this year is when the Falcons have multiple receiving threats, that's when their offense really hums. So having Calvin Ridley in there, a guy who can make an impact the first year, hopefully Julio Jones, you know, everything gets figured out with that, and you know they're going to have a great passing attack. The big wild card of the division is really going to be Tampa Bay, because Jameis Winston, he's suspended for three games. Look, um, I, I, I believe that, you know, for Jameis Winston, when he comes back, if the Buccaneers win games, if he can win football games, they're going to forget about this. If he's not winning games, then, you know, everything that people have been criticizing Jameis Winston for in the media, it's going to come back to light. And when you look at Tampa Bay, I see really their offensive line being the biggest key for them this year, because they drafted a running back in the second round named Ronald Jones, and he was the running back from USC, played alongside Sam Darnold. This guy is unstoppable with a good offensive line. There are running backs in the draft who I thought really had better vision than him, although I think his vision is really good. There are definitely some guys that I thought were better, but when you want to talk about, hey, if I have a good offensive line, what are the two running backs I'm taking? It's going to be Saquon Barkley and Ronald Jones. And then the other thing for Tampa Bay is, can they really get more of a pass rush this year? They drafted in the first round Vita Vea, defensive tackle, a huge guy that reminds me a lot of Haloti Ngata. Great lateral movement, and a guy that's really going to collapse the pocket and be disruptive. So Tampa Bay, I mean, they also got Jason Pierre-Paul if he can have a bounce back year. So Tampa Bay is really the wild card in the division. But really, I think at the end of the day, you know, the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons, you know, they're going to have better years in Tampa Bay. This is a division that's really hard to predict. But if I was to make a prediction, I would go with the Saints. Moving on to the NFC West. Look, the Cardinals and the Seahawks. So a few years ago, it was really the Seahawks and the 49ers that owned this division. The Cardinals then came on and were good for a few years. And now look how stacked the Rams were. So over the past several years, this has been a really exciting division. I think the Seahawks probably are going to have the toughest time winning games of any team in this division. When you look at Seattle, Russell Wilson's amazing. He is definitely one of the six best quarterbacks in the NFL when I actually have my list of quarterbacks that I rank. He's in the top six there. And a lot of people think that you know, they reached by getting Rashad Penny in the first round from the running back from San Diego State. And I'll tell you that he may seem like a reach, but he's not as much of a reach as people think, because the Seahawks don't have much at running back. And if you were to ask me which running back in the draft has the best overall vision and the best at going between the tackles, it's this guy, the leading rusher from San Diego State. Yeah, he didn't play against the best competition, but when I actually look at a guy's vision, he was my favorite running back in the draft. So, you know, you have Russell Wilson and him, you have a chance, but they don't have that defense anymore, really, outside of, you know, Bobby Wagner. You know, that entire defense is pretty much gone at this point, barring, you know, an Earl Thomas trade, which, you know, could happen. The Cardinals, really the big thing for them, you know, I don't think there's not a lot of pressure on the Cardinals to be a great team this year. When you look at what they have at quarterback, that'll probably be the most interesting thing is Josh Rosen or Sam Bradford. Which of those guys are going to be the starter? I think you're going to probably end up seeing Sam Bradford being the starting quarterback. I do believe that when he's healthy, he could still help teams win games for sure. But we'll see what happens with that. I don't expect the Cardinals to really have a big year. Don't expect the Seahawks to have a big year. I definitely think that this division is controlled by the 49ers and the Rams. If you're going to, as much as I love Jared Goff and I think he's a great young quarterback, I think Jimmy Garoppolo could be the best quarterback of this generation. When I look at really the best up and coming quarterbacks, it's Jimmy G, Carson Wentz, and Jared Goff, and definitely Mitchell Trubisky as well. So those are really my four guys when I look at, you know, young quarterbacks that I think are going to be the top guys in the league. Those are really my top four guys. And if you have not listened to my podcast, projecting the top 10 quarterbacks of the next 10 years, definitely encourage you to go back and listen to that one. The 49ers, you know, really, everything changed for them once they got Jimmy Garoppolo. They won five games, and again, they've drafted well on defense. They're starting to rebuild that defense, I think that the 49ers, you know, should make a good playoff push this year. But ultimately, the Rams just have too much talent. It's their division. I think they're going to win it this year. There's just too much talent there. When you look at them, they have the best pair of defensive tackles in the game. I think the hardest thing to contain in the NFL this year is going to be the interior part of the Rams defensive line. There's just, you know, you have those guys, Sue and Donald, you know, have their hand in the dirt right next to each other. You got to pick your poison. You can't double team them both. They got Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. You can make the argument it's the best tandem of cornerbacks in the NFL. And I was a huge, huge Brandon Cooks fan coming out of college. I actually thought he was going to be about as good as Odell Beckham Jr. Odell's had a better career, but, you know, Brandon Cooks has really come on and been a great, great wide receiver. I was a huge fan of his in college and glad that he's finally having big success in the NFL. But yeah, ultimately this division, it's going to be won by the Rams. That's what I would predict. But the 49ers as well, definitely an up and coming team. So that is kind of summing up everything in the NFC. Moving on to the AFC. Look, the AFC East, it's a garbage division. It's been a garbage division for years, and nothing's changing with it this year. I don't expect any team in this league in this division to have a winning record outside of New England. And right now, their roster is as thin as it's been in a while. I know we keep saying, you know, how is Brady going to have success in another year? But ultimately, they figure it out. When you have Brady and Belichick, you have a chance. I think the Pats are winning this division again. I'm really interested to see what the Jets decide to do at quarterback their rookie year, because everyone's talking about they should trade Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know if they want to do that unless they're going to get something really good, because if the Jets want to win football games this year, Teddy Bridgewater should be their quarterback. Sam Darnold's upside is ridiculous, but I don't think he's ready. I watched enough tape on him that I don't think he's ready. When I look at Darnold and Rosen, I think Rosen is definitely more NFL ready. But if you want to talk about bigger upside, definitely give it to Sam Darnold. But I just don't think he's ready year one. I think having him work with Josh McCown, that's a recipe for success. But I'm not sure if you want to take Bridgewater off that roster, because if you want to win football games, I believe he gives you the best chance to do so. The Dolphins, this is going to be a make or break year for Ryan Tannehill. He either has a big year this year, or they're drafting a quarterback next year. As simple as that. The Bills, you know, Bills are well coached, but at the same time, the roster is just too thin. When I look at their starting quarterback, it's probably going to be AJ McCarron. But truthfully, I watched a good amount of tape of AJ McCarron, and I just don't know if I can, you know. I'll tell you, there are some times when I watch a lot of tape of a player and I still don't know whether they're going to be highly successful in the NFL. He's a guy where I, he's a winner. I get it. But the tape on him is not overwhelming where it's so obvious that he's going to be good. So we're really going to have to see how he performs. But ultimately, this is going to be New England's division to win again. When I move over to the AFC North, you have the Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Ravens. The Browns really are a completely different team. When you look at their receiving corps, they have Josh Gordon and Jarvis Landry. Josh Gordon's going to be fine. I wouldn't worry about it all too much. And then now that they've added a dual threat running back with Nick Chubb, drafting him, getting Carlos Hyde. So if you want to look at receiver and running back, they're solid there. Nick Chubb, we haven't seen what he can do yet on an NFL level. I was definitely in terms of, you know, the two Georgia running backs, I was a bigger fan of Sonny Michel, but Chubb is still a solid back, and I think he can be helpful for the Browns. But when you look at Cleveland, they have good running backs, they have good receivers now, they have a solid quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. Look, Tyrod Taylor, you know, there's a good amount of tape on him. He's pretty good. I honestly think he's a bit underrated, but ultimately I was I was not a fan of them getting Baker Mayfield number one overall because I still felt like what they should have done is they should have gotten Saquon Barkley. I believe that when I, after scouting all the quarterbacks at the college level, Baker Mayfield was the best one. He was, to me, of all these prospects, when you want to look at a combination of upside and being NFL ready, I actually thought he was the best one of that bunch. Certainly the most accurate one, and a guy that I think will help the Browns win football games. Don't know if it'll be this year, but the Browns are a team that I definitely think, you know, they could surprise people and they realistically could win the division. When I look at the Steelers, the Steelers front seven, it's been definitely been getting a lot better. It hurts they don't have Ryan Shazier. You know, they did bring in another middle linebacker, which I'm actually forgetting who that is right now, but the Steelers, really, they're going to be vulnerable in the back end of their defense. Not having William Gay, and really they just don't have much of a secondary right now. So they have some young guys there that are going to try to step up, but there's really no one proven there and no one that really has any incredible tape from the players that I've watched. So I just think that's going to be a big liability for them. One of their departures was Martavius Bryant, and that's going to be a bigger loss than what people think. People forget that Martavius Bryant has really been a phenomenal wide receiver. I don't know if he's one of the best in the game, but he's been really good. He's been a very good number two. So if you're looking for top end, very very top end number two, he's that guy. And I think losing him is going to hurt more than what people think. Moving on to Cincinnati. Kind of sound like Belichick when I say that. But moving on to Cincinnati, when you look at the Bengals, they haven't really done anything that's going to drastically change them as a team. They got Billy Price in the first round. He's a guy they can plug in from center right away. They also brought in Cordy Glenn. So I think they're getting an upgrade on their offensive line. Joe Mixon, now going to be in his second year. Tremendous tape on him. I think he's going to be an absolute superstar. And when you look at Cincinnati on defense, I like them getting Jesse Bates, the safety in the second round, another guy that I thought was a big steal. But ultimately, with Cincinnati, I think they're going to be probably, you know, as usual, a 9-7 team. They're not going to do anything different than they did in the past. The Ravens are really interesting because when you look at Baltimore, it almost seems like they are, you're wondering if they're starting to slowly change their offensive philosophy because, you know, outside of getting Lamar Jackson, they have Robert Griffin III as their backup. So I'm really interested to see what happens, if Joe Flacco does not play well. Really like the pickup of them getting Hayden Hurst in the first round of the draft because he's a tight end who's NFL ready and can come in right away and contribute. And don't forget, they did get Michael Crabtree, a guy that I think is still a very solid wide receiver. You know, I look at him as low end number one, high end number two, but Crabtree is still a really solid receiver, in this league. And we forget about that because right now there's so many good receivers in the NFL that, you know, sometimes we forget that, you know, this guy might be the 15th best receiver in football, but he's still really damn good. Moving on to, and actually, given my prediction for that, if I had to say who do I think is going to win the division? Yeah, I still think Pittsburgh is going to win, but I think their biggest competition is actually going to come from Cleveland. So, moving on to the AFC South, and in that division we have the Titans, the Jaguars, the Texans, and the Colts. The Titans, what I'm excited for is to see another year of Marcus Mariota developing. I said this from the very beginning when I scouted him in college. Let him sit in the pocket and he'll be fine. Everyone was so worried that he couldn't be a pocket passer when he needed to. And obviously he's proven people wrong on that. Corey Davis, great young talent at the wide receiver position. Delanie Walker, still a guy that is producing at a high level, playing his best football at the age of 33. And then what I really like that the Titans did is they certainly made their defense better in the offseason. So getting the Alabama linebacker in the draft, You know, what they've done in terms of defense has really helped them a lot. So moving on to Jacksonville, Jacksonville's defense is absolutely overloaded. When I look at the two best defenses in the NFL, I look at Jacksonville and I look at Minnesota. When you look at what Jacksonville has in their defensive line, it's absolutely disgusting. They got Calais Campbell, a guy that could have won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Yannick Ngakoue, who I think is going to be one of the best edge rushers in the NFL this year. I saw his tape from last year. Absolutely outstanding. I think he's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And then if you want to look at what they also have at linebacker, guys who can rush the passer, they got Dante Fowler Jr., a guy that was one of the top draft picks a few years ago, and a guy that, although he hasn't lived up to his potential, he's still a guy that I think can. So they have three guys that can really put a hurting on the quarterback there between Fowler and Ngakoue and Calais Campbell. And if you look at their interior defensive line, they're loaded there. They got Malik Jackson, and they have Marcel Darius, and they drafted Taven Bryant, who has one of the quickest first steps of any defensive lineman in this last year's draft. Raw needs to learn how to play with some leverage, but look, they got a lot of talent there in their defensive line. And then when you look at their other linebackers, Miles Jack, possibly the most versatile linebacker that's come out in the draft in the last few years. Telvin Smith, the best sideline-to-sideline linebacker in the NFL. And then they have the best pair of safeties in the NFL with AJ and Jalen Ramsey. And they added Ronnie Harrison, the other safety from Alabama. Not Minka Fitzpatrick. So they're loaded everywhere. This is a complete team. I just think it's going to come down to really what happens at the quarterback position. If Blake Bortles can play well, this team can win the Super Bowl. That is how amazing their roster is going into this year. So I definitely see the Jaguars winning this division without question. And I think the Jaguars are good enough to win a Super Bowl this year if Bortles can play well. With Houston, what I'm really excited to see is the combination of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney healthy, playing at the same time. If they can do that, offenses are going to have a major problem, because those are two of the three or four best defensive linemen in the NFL. Clowney, you know, is a guy that had coming out of college. Obviously, we knew the talent was there. The question is in terms of his technical game, how much was he going to evolve? And he really has evolved, making himself now one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And when you look at Indianapolis, the big thing is can we get a full year from Andrew Luck? And I believe drafting Quentin Nelson with the pick they had was a steal. This is the first or second best player in the draft, a guy who has the potential to be the best guard of this generation. When I look at Zach Martin in college and I look at Quentin Nelson in college, I take Quentin Nelson. I'm serious. That is how special Quentin Nelson is. Could be the best offensive lineman in the NFL. I'm just telling you, he is a once in a generation type talent at the guard position. But can they have Andrew Luck healthy for a whole year? Quentin Nelson will help. Their roster is still pretty weak otherwise, which is why I think Jacksonville is definitely going to be winning this division. But if there's anyone that's going to challenge Jacksonville, I really think it's going to be Houston, especially if Deshaun Watson can have a full year being healthy. But you know, if you ask me, the Jaguars are still the best team in this division, even though Blake Bortles is their quarterback. They're just too loaded. So moving on to the AFC West, looking at the Raiders, you know, they have a great young quarterback in Derek Carr. They've added Martavius Bryant. They've added Jordy Nelson. So that in combining that with Amari Cooper, they have guys to throw the ball to. The Raiders over the next 5-10 years with this whole Gruden thing, they're going to be boom or bust. I think they're either going to dominate or they're going to stink it up, and that's unfortunately kind of been the Raider way it's always been. They're either terrible or really good. But look, as long as they have a healthy Derek Carr, and some guys to throw the ball to, you know, I think they're going to be at least, you know, a .500 team. So moving on to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, that's the big thing is, you know, Patrick Mahomes has a crazy arm. But here's the problem is, you know, I think he is going to hurt the Chiefs a lot more than he's going to help them this year. Look, I get it. He has a great arm, but he has accuracy issues. He has crappy feet work. And you know, when you want to talk about reading defenses, he's young. I get it. But I just don't think he's ready to be a superstar right now. That's going to hurt him this year. He's going to drive Andy Reid freaking nuts. He's going to throw a bunch of interceptions. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's got the great throwing arm. Look, maybe he'll be another Brett Favre, but I don't think so. He's gonna, not saying he can't be a good quarterback, but he's gonna have to grow into it. But definitely the accuracy, that definitely scares me quite a bit. But you know, looking at with what they have with Kareem Hunt at running back and Tyreek Hill, you know, they could still be a decent team. I really think that the best team in this division is going to be the Chargers. Reason being is Philip Rivers has been underrated his whole freaking career. This guy to me deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. When you want to look at regular season play, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He reads defenses almost as well as any quarterback in the league. Keenan Allen, probably the most underrated wide receiver in the league. Keenan Allen is so talented, but again, there's so many great receivers in the NFL that we forget about this. So, looking at Keenan Allen, what they have there, also that Melvin Gordon, you know, solid running back there. When you look at their defense, that is really going to be their strong suit. I think they have a good quarterback, good running back. He has someone great to throw the ball to, a true number one receiver, and the Chargers defense is special. Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, arguably the best pair of pass rushers in the NFL. When you look at the combination of them, because we haven't really seen J.J. Watt and Clowney play at the same time. So in terms of combinations of guys playing that we've seen, they're really to me the best tandem right now. We'll see how some of these other tandems play out. And then on top of that, they got Derwin James, who I believe was the best defensive player in last year's draft. A guy that is going to instantly make their run game better, which is where they were weak last year, was their run defense. They had great, great pass rush, but couldn't stop the run. And getting the USC linebacker in the second round, that's going to help their run game as well. The Broncos are going to struggle a lot on offense. I get it. You know, it looks like the old school Broncos defense is back. You know, we have Von Miller, and now we have another great pass rusher to go alongside him. Look, I get it. Bradley Chubb hasn't played it down yet, but he's a can't-miss prospect. There's to me, literally zero chance that he does not come into the NFL and play great. I mean, the tape is too clean. There's a point in evaluating prospects where the tape is so clean and so good, you know they're going to be successful. And I believe he's one of those guys, but them losing C.J. Anderson is going to screw them really bad because they got Royce Freeman. They drafted him as a replacement, and I'm not a big fan of Royce Freeman. I don't believe he has anything besides straightaway speed. He's going to get injured a lot. He doesn't play nearly as big as he actually is, and I just think the Broncos' offense is going to be really flat. So in terms of what they're going to get at the quarterback position, I'm a huge fan of the guy they brought over. I believe he was a great quarterback. He was a great quarterback for Minnesota last year. He's going to be, and I think, you know, looking at him in Denver, he can definitely be the best quarterback they've had in a while there. Speaking of Case Keenum, but again, them losing C.J. Anderson really is going to screw that entire offense. The offensive line is still weak. There's only so much a great defense can help you, and their defense is still not as good as it was when they won the Super Bowl. So I believe this division is going to be won by the Chargers. If there's going to be a team that challenges them, I think it's going to be the Oakland Raiders. All right, guys, that is it for the league preview show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Remember, Friday is question day. Send questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. You guys have a great rest of your day. Look forward to chatting on Friday. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, signing off.